Yeah, also my roommate is cooking lasagna and I couldn't figure out what the smell was at first. I asked him if he lit a candle.
Was it
A
the maggots?
lasagna scented candle.
It probably is one of those. So what the hell is this?
I want a pack of cinnamon roll incense so my roommates wake up with false hope.
What's that from?
Mitch Hedberg.
All right, that makes sense. It's pretty
Okay,
good, though.
that's.
I'm sure it exists somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, everything else has been made into a candle or incense.
I've seen cinnamon roll candles, and I hate them because I want cinnamon rolls.
Wow.
But don't count up to
Wonder if
cinnamon
there's also
rolls.
fresh baked cookie candles that they put in like
Probably.
houses. They have cookie spray because according to market research, the smell of fresh baked cookies makes people want to buy houses more.
I don't know why.
Ah.
Also, the smell of pumpkin is apparently an aphrodisiac to men.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll keep that in mind.
Well, that was the weirdest thing you could have said to
No,
that.
there's worse things.
Yeah, there's worse things.
I was trying to say something weird.
That explains last Halloween.
I need to go pick up something.
Or I think it's more specifically the smell of pumpkin pie. Of course, the
Could be
other thing that
worse.
is an
I wasn't
aphrodisiac
yeah.
to men is everything.
Pumpkin pie is an
The
aphrodisiac?
yeah, that's a
No
that's
wonder it hurt me
apparent that's
so much.
apparently a thing that's science. There was science done on this. The other thing that is an aphrodisiac, though, from untested research, the thought of boobs, the idea of boobs. This is personal research I have not yet replicated.
Very concept of boobs.
Oh God. Worst Things for Sale has the perfect Polly, a fake bird to put in your house to make you less lonely. A sad reviewer noted you can't hear it sing and can only hear the head turn, which is just like a quiet blender.
Oh.
Goodness.
You know, worst if it, I have to thank Worst Things for Sale. I also hate Worst Things for Sale because it's the reason I read the fucking roller coaster book.
God damn it, what are you talking about now? I heard boobs, blender, and smell.
Okay.
Wait, what?
The thing with the boobs was that the aphrodisiac for men is the very idea of boobs. Not actually seeing them, but the idea of them.
I can't remember where I heard the cat quote where it's like, I was lonely, so I thought I'd buy a cat. Now it's just a mascot for my loneliness.
I
What's that?
didn't
James?
say anything, I laughed.
Okay. James, do you know where it's from? Oh man, supposedly somewhere near Skidmore there was an abandoned amusement park that we were gonna find, but we never found it.
That sounds pretty creepy, man.
You mean awesome?
This sounds amazing.
First review, why was this thing published?
Oh God, I found her DeviantArt.
Oh boy.
An actual like portfolio site as well, where most of her art's really good. She just has these really bizarre pictures of roller coaster monsters, where she tries to make things
Sometimes.
like sexy roller coasters.
Sometimes, like, shit's gotta be a sexy roller coaster. I mean, let's just be honest with ourselves.
There's pictures of dragons fucking cars. You might as well have pictures of sexy roller coasters monsters, I
Yeah.
guess.
Like, I mean, imagine the kind of, I mean, roller coasters, they got curves, man.
And loops and
And loops.
corkscrews. Well, also,
Yeah,
I mean,
loops.
I
They're like
choose
curves.
ducks.
These are things that you like to see in a woman, right?
Yeah.
Right?
And
The corkscrews.
the thing that becomes apparent
Right?
as you keep reading this book is that she really wanted to write a book about dragons, but she liked roller coasters because the roller coasters have powers that are entirely independent of them being roller coasters.
Bitch, I can breathe fire. Why? You're a roller coaster. It don't
No,
matter.
yeah, they can. In fact, I'm pretty sure she just ripped off a lot of things she liked because specifically she calls their fire magic fire bending and metal
They have
bending
fire
and
magic?
yeah, no, they have all kinds of magic, especially the red roller coaster because it's the Mary Suest of all of them. Anytime the main character in this book runs into a problem he can't solve, he instantly has new magic that can solve the problem.
Oh, so it's like Daniel X, that god-awful book.
Maybe, I don't know. It's not good, and I would not have enjoyed this book had I paid for it, not even in an ironic sense. It's only because I was able to get it for free.
But no, but to see if you had bought it, you would probably like it more, because our brains are broken that way.
No, I think I would have regretted spending money on it. I would have I don't want to support mediocrity.
You know, that's a good point.
That's why my policy is always pirate the movie, buy the riff tracks.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. No, I understand the policy entirely.
Yeah.
I also I do something similar with video games that like a really big budget video game that I'm iffy about, I'll usually pirate first and then buy if I like it. Mm-hmm.
Have you actually bought them?
I've actually bought games, yeah. Like I actually paid for New Vegas and everything. But I haven't actually, you know, used what I've paid for because the pirated copy of New Vegas has all the mods that I like, so I just keep using that, but I've actually paid for New Vegas.
Yeah, no, in a similar...
Fair enough, they can't really complain.
Yeah. I mean, in a similar fashion, that's one of the things, like, whenever I buy Rift Tracks, I get the torrent, because the torrents, they've already synced up the audio. Because Rift Tracks is just it's just an audio file that you, it's like, all right, when this thing comes up, you press the play, you should press the play button on Rift Tracks or something.
On the third roar, push play.
You know, I've actually watched The Dark Side of the Rainbow. That's crazy.
Oh, it's so cool.
And it wasn't, I think the thing was, somebody told me it was more crazy than it was, so I was less impressed, but I did like how things just kept syncing up until the end of the album.
And then it restarted and it still kept syncing up.
All right, well, whenever we want to get into this.
Okay, sure.
I'm cleaning my house, I'm gonna...
Oh man, she made a Ferris wheel character?
Oh man.
He's a... Yeah. I don't even, how does he move?
Obviously, he rolls. He's an Ouroboros.
No, because he's got maybe the legs holding it up. I like that it's got a star face and it's just smoking a giant cigar.
What the hell?
Well,
all right.
I found my next monsters and other childish things characters.
Yeah, no, I've written multiple different ways to use this stupid idea.
Okay, I'm gonna mute. I'm not gonna play. I'll listen to y'all and take notes, but I'm cleaning up my house.
All right. Well, Matt, you wanna start recording?
Yep, already did.
All right.
Oh, this is gonna.
You can spend resources if you want.
Also, James, what are you doing with your mic?
I think my headset might finally be going.
I can't even hear you now.
Yeah, I think you just died.
How does he have such bad luck with headsets? This is the second one he's gone through.
Yeah, for real. That is cray, man. Straight cray.
I have been using the same headset for 3 years. Also, apparently I made top comments on a YouTube video, and now I keep getting a lot of replies. Because, then the most recent PBS Idea Channel episode was, Is the Internet Cats? And wherein, in one part, he says that, he talks about toxoplasmosis, which is caused by the parasite toxoplasma. And toxoplasma is in cat poop. And if you get scratched by a cat, you probably have it. But it doesn't really do anything to humans unless you're pregnant, so nobody really minds. But the thing that they said here is that because toxoplasma, it wants to be inside a cat, and so sometimes it makes its way inside of rats, and it's learned that it can change the brain behavior of a rat to turn a fear of cats into a sexual attraction.
Right, which means that they'll be more prone to approach them.
Yeah, and that ends up with the rat inside the cat's tummy. Now, he went on to say that it's possible that this causes this reaction in humans, which is why so many humans love cats, but there's no scientific backing behind this. The closest correlation is that humans who die in car accidents, upon autopsy, more of them have been discovered to have toxoplasma than have not. But that's there's nothing that can be really drawn from that.
Right. Well, I guess that's pretty cray. But I have actually heard that particular statistic before.
Yeah. No, that was on a really old Radiolab.
Well, I think you were the one who mentioned it to me, actually.
Probably. I've listened to every Radiolab, at least every Radiolab that has been put online. I almost considered trying to listen to every episode of This American Life, but there's 500 of them. That show's been going on for 17 years. But yeah, so I put a thing in there saying that Toxo only has a reaction in rats, and it does this so that rats will get eaten by cats. And a bunch of people came back to me saying, oh,
hey,
there you are.
You're back.
Hey, I actually got a new headset just today in anticipation of this very event.
Nice. James, no. All right.
Always carry two headsets.
Yeah, that's the plan. I guess I'll try to return this one and have a second backup.
Right. All right. So in any event, you're speaking to Nicanor?
Yes.
And what was the last thing you were trying to say before your headset died?
I was trying to